ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 13, Text 28. Navida meha devanam. Navida meha devanam. Helanam vayam anvapi janna krinanti bhagan swan je deva karma shakshina na veda meha devanam Helanam vayam anvapi
Helanam vayam anvapi
Janna grinanti bhagan swan
Janna grinanti bhagan swan
Je deva karma shakshina
Je deva karma shakshina
Navida meha devanam
Navida meha devanam
Helanam vayam anvapi Janna grinanti bhagan swan
Janna grinanti bhagan swan
Je deva karma shakshina
Je deva karma shakshina
Na
not
vidam
can find
iha in this connection
devanam
of the demigods Helanam, insult, neglect. Vayam, we. Anu, minute. Api, even. Yat, because of which. Na, not. Grinanti, accept. Bhagavan, shares. Shwan, on. Ye, who? Devaha, the demigods. Karma Shakshina, witness for the sacrifice. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Prabhupada Jai. Dear King, we do not find any reason that demigods should feel insulted or neglected in any way. But still, the demigods who are witness for the sacrifice do not accept their shares. We do not know why this is so. Purpose. It is indicated herein that if there is negligence in the part of the priest, the demigods who do not accept their shares in sacrifices. Similarly, in devotional service, there are offenses known as seva aparad. Those who are engaged in worshipping the deity, Radha and Krishna, in the temple, should avoid such offenses in service. The offenses in service are described in the nectar of devotion. If we simply make a show of offering services to the deity but do not care for the seva aparad, certainly the Radha Krishna deity will not accept offering from such non-devotees. Devotees engaged in temple worship should not therefore manufacture their own method, but should strictly follow the regulatory principles of cleanliness, and then offering will be accepted. Jai. So you can understand everything one does in devotional service is a process that we follow. It's not that Prabhupada mentions just manufacturing your own method. That's actually the devotional service. A devotee follows the path of the Guru, path of Vaishnavas. Mahajana Jana Gatasha Pantha. We follow the footsteps of the Mahajanas. So specifically Prabhupada mentioned in the purport is the process of deity worship. Deity worship is the worship of Krishna, Radha Krishna. Prabhupada mentioned particularly Radha Krishna. It's the worship of Radha Krishna deity is the process given in the scriptures that we follow strictly. And that process of serving the deity is not just manufactured. We follow according to what's there in the scriptures. The deities are made from stones or marble. We have in our temple or clay forms and a wooden metal like that. Maybe not plastic. So these are the prescribed method of deity worship. The Lord accepts those services performed by the devotee in devotion. Even if somebody doesn't know the principle of devotional service, but they have the love in their heart, the criteria of the principles of devotional service is that is love, bhakti. Bhaktam avijanati, Krishna says, through love one can know me. Even if you see the deity in the temple, one may not actually understand. They may think just a form, idol, people say, idol worship. So that's why process of understanding Krishna is to hear the process of deity worship, how to love Krishna, is by hearing. Through knowledge one can know. That's very important point. And to know Krishna, it is not an easy thing. But like I said, if one has the devotion in the heart, they can know Krishna. Because the devotion is, we are all born with devotion. Everyone is born with some love in our heart. Any human being or animals, they have some type of love in their heart. And that love is ultimately meant for Krishna, Bhagavan, for God. If you don't use the love to serve Krishna, we impose our love to something else, to a material object, to material things in this world that we love, that we very much like ourselves. We give that love to that thing. But Krishna says everything comes from Him. So if you actually love Krishna, you need to love Krishna directly. And all the other things that you love is related to you. Because you love that. So that's not pure love. So serving Krishna is to understand Krishna, the deity worship is there because it's an opportunity for all human beings to come together in the temple to see Krishna and dance in front of Him and serve Him in many ways, offering food to Him, chanting in front of Him, dressing them. This is the elaborate process. It's not that God is, He can help Himself and dress Himself and He can feed Himself. It's not that He's the creator of this universe. He's creator of us. So people said, impersonal people, they say, God doesn't have a form. He created us. How He cannot have the form? How He can be formless? We, Angani jasya shakalendra vrittimanti. Lord Brahma says that God, he's Angani, He has forms. That's why He's using this word Angani jasya shakalendriya. Shakalendriya means different the forms in His body, arms, legs. We as a human being is created in the image of God, manushim rupam. God is who has a two-arm form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's mentioned here, Prabhupada mentioning about the offenses, seva aparad. Do we, you know, there are offenses that we should be avoiding them in the temple particularly. And when you are searching devotees in a temple, you know, we have to avoid offenses to the deity, offenses to the Vaishnavas in many ways. In the temple, you know, wear devotional clothes, you know, and not wearing all kinds of clothes, that leather clothes, feather, wearing feather, you know, you can name it, like a hippies wear. So wear devotional clothes that can attract Krishna. Devotional clothes is like a uniform the devotees have. And then in the temple, we don't lie around, show our feet to the deity or our backs to the deity. We have to be very mindful of these things. That Krishna is here, Prabhupada is here, and how, what kind of things we say to each other. We don't go into argument and fighting in the temple. We don't pass air in the temple. It's mentioned there are many offenses that regards to the deity, connected to the deity. So to be very careful how we associate with each other among the devotees. You don't hurt the devotees by saying the very bad words to the devotee. That's also offense to Krishna. Because if you displease the Vaishnava, if you displease Krishna, anyone that's serving Krishna, then it affects the deity. So seva aparad, this be done in the mood of devotion, in the mood of humility. You see, sometimes people come here, they pick up a broom and they sweep the temple grounds and pick up rubbish, do some humble service. Because this service attitude is actually the way we can improve our devotional service, to this attitude. Seva aparad means when you come here and you have this proud attitude, you tell us what to do. But that's not the way. You come. If people come here, devotees come here, we perform service to Krishna through an humble attitude. You know, and there are plenty of services we can do. So Krishna, to attract Krishna, to get the attention of Krishna, one has to have this attitude, humble attitude, to avoid offenses to the Vaishnavas, avoiding offenses to anything in relation to Krishna. This is an important thing. So we have learned from Srila Prabhupada how to perform devotional service. Srila Prabhupada is the founder guru. He has shown us how to perform devotional service. Guru is the perfect teacher, acharya. Acharya means one who teaches by example. A great teacher is the disciple of his guru. Yeah, it's not working. So Srila Prabhupada is the founder guru of ISKCON, and he is and coming in Parampara system. If we claim to be a guru, we need to be in the line. Evam parampara praptam imam raja sayobhidhi sakalena mahata yoga nashta paramtava. Krishna says that the chain of disciplic succession is broken when people manufacture their own, like it says here. You make up your own rules, you're breaking that connection, the chain. So Srila Prabhupada is in that line, disciplic succession. So if you want to be connected to Krishna, you have to be connected to disciplic succession, to Guru. Guru Parampara, that's the system. Someone claim to be, yeah, I'm Guru, I'm this and that, they have to be. You can be a Guru, a teacher, to tell others about Krishna, but you need to hear that from his Guru. You go to India, everybody has something to say, claiming to be Guru. I'm Guru, you're Guru, everyone's Guru. But Guru means one who is fixed in knowledge. Thank you. Heavy knowledge. It's like if you eat something, you feel very heavy. You hold something, you feel very heavy. Like a big brick or something, you hold, you feel very heavy, weight of that. So guru means one who is heavy with knowledge. He has the knowledge that he is lightening up the world. Om agana tivanandasya gananjana salakaya. He is uplifting us from the ignorance of ignorance, that the knowledge that we don't have about Krishna. That ignorance, we are deep in the mode of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada is waking us up by giving us this transcendental knowledge. Omagana Tivirandasya Gananjana Trugana, knowledge, transcendental knowledge. And that one's dedication to Krishna is that he is dedicated to his guru, to his spiritual master. What makes one qualified is that he is dedicated to serving his Guru Maharaj. And all the way, the service is given to Krishna. When in one way you can say, Guru is like the avatar. He is empowered by Krishna. He is, in fact, what is the necessary to take initiation from a spiritual master? That means that one needs to be connected through Guru one has to, and one can know Krishna. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, when he saw Vishnu, Lord Vishnu appeared in front of him because of his austerity, he could not speak anything. He was dumbfounded. And he was a small boy, he didn't know how to make a prayer. And then Lord Vishnu touched him on his head with his conch. And then he can speak. He's blessed him. Similarly, we have to be blessed by the guru, by the spiritual master, by the mercy of the guru and spiritual master. Mukham karati baka vachalam pangulangayate rim jatkipata maham vande sri gurum dinatarinam. That it's mentioned that a lame man can cross over the mountains. A person can speak eloquently. Vachalam pangulangayate rim. So that's the mercy of a guru. It's not that we can just perform devotional service on our own. We have to be blessed by the Vaishnavas. We need to be blessed by our guru, the spiritual master. That's the system. And if we have the blessing of the spiritual master, that means we have the blessing of Krishna. This is two ways. By the mercy, what's that verse? By the mercy of guru, one gets Krishna. By the mercy of guru, one gets Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna, you get a guru. So both ways. It's not that you can, as people want initiation. You know, sometimes people come to temple, I want to get initiated. You can be, but you need to get you have to be qualified to get initiation. And gurus also has to be a qualified guru. Not that anyone can initiate us in the path of devotional service. The guru, he taps us on our head, like Lord Vishnu did to Dhruva Maharaj with his conch. He takes away our material desires. One person, he came to Srila Prabhupada and he was a mystic yogi. But he was very qualified, he was serving Prabhupada. So then Prabhupada initiated him. When Prabhupada initiated him, he felt very empty. That all his mystic power was gone. Then he looked at Prabhupada, Prabhupada looked at him, and he felt very, like helpless kind of thing. He didn't have the power anymore like he had before, and like walking on water and doing a lot of mystical activity. Prabhupada looked at him and he is looking at Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, don't worry, I've taken it. Means he doesn't have it anymore. Because Prabhupada's given him higher things. Mystic power to walk on water. Why waste time? You can take a boat. He spent years practicing to be a mystic yogi. And then finally he can walk on the water. And then he has to not speak. If he says something like, you're angry, then if he speak, you'll be drowned. You'll not be able to walk on the water. So, there are mystic siddhis. There are different types of siddhis. Like they have, people can, the yogis, they could fly somewhere and get something from somewhere. But now you can go to the supermarket and you can get apple from Japan. Or you can get a drink from Europe or anything, milk from other country. So you don't need to extend your hand to get something from other country. You can get it from Kohl's. So, and they said you can become very small. But the scientists have made now, they cut the caves in your train and buses, and you can drive through tunnels. So that's what's the point of mystic city? The modern technology enables us to do all those things. So what they don't have is spiritual knowledge. What they don't have is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada used to show to his disciples, these are my disciples, they are so pure. They can go back to Godhead because they have given up intoxication, they have given up illicit sex, they have given up meat eating, gambling. Other people, they have gone to America and other places in Europe, they did not accomplish. They could not make one devotee. A white person, especially in the US and in Europe, not easy to convert them. If you say to them, no meat eating, gambling, intoxication, no sex, they said, oh, sorry, I can't do that. Hare Krishna. You know, they said, oh, what else is left? That's our base of enjoyment. So, but Srila Prabhupada, he went to America, and you can see today, millions of devotees all over the world. Prabhupada had the power to convert all these most degraded people on the planet, ignorant people. That's what it means, Om Agyanati Vedandasya, that the mercy of Guru, it's amazing. He can do miracles. So Prabhupada's mercy, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have this wonderful temple. Just like I was living in Hong Kong for 5 years. Then if we haven't been to, like if you're in Melbourne, it's a very beautiful city and a lot of space and clean air and, you know, people are nice. I mean, Hong Kong also. When you walk in Hong Kong, you have to walk sideways. There's so many people. If you walk straight, you bump into people. A small island. And just everywhere you go, shopping. You ask people, oh yeah, I'm going to Hong Kong, I'm shopping. They're going shopping. We go in Harinam, you know. You can go down the temple, down the stairs, you go outside the temple, and there's people everywhere. You don't have to look for people. They're just everywhere. And people are very stressful. Very stressful. Because the amount of people, they can make you crazy. Like in Calcutta. Just so many people over Mumbai. So many people that you're being crushed in between on a train or buses. You can't enjoy the atmosphere. You don't have time to focus on Krishna because it's just so crowded. People stepping on you, and so it's very intense. So I'm making the point. And then we go to a beautiful place. And not a shopping center. We go to our ISKCON temple. Get away from all that crowd, the shopping. When you walk in the Krishna's temple and Prabhupada's temple, you feel such a soothing feeling. Such a good feeling. Just like yesterday. You know, we are all fasting from morning till midnight. But it didn't bother me. Because it was, the weather was so nice, sunny, blue sky, like everybody said, Australia, blue sky. What is that? This is a spiritual place. It's not part of Australia, okay? This is Vaikuntha. And there's people are just coming and coming. I was saying to myself, when these people are going to stop coming? I heard a long time ago there was somebody at the doorway. They used to say, no, we have enough people. You just go away. We don't need. Because he wanted to eat the Sunday feast. So maybe he was thinking, it's going to be not enough for me. So he's turning people away. So we saw it yesterday. So many people were just coming and coming and coming. And it was 12 o'clock at night. I thought all the people have gone, it's just going to be the devotees. But there were just hundreds of people coming. Because my point I'm making is because Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have this beautiful temple. If it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, we wouldn't be having this temple. The people from India, they would not have a place to go to worship Radha Krishna. Prabhupada's mercy, we have this temple. Srila Prabhupada's best puja today. His mercy, we have all this temple all over the world. So you go to places like Japan, and Hong Kong, places like, if you want to eat lahalava, puri, chapati and all this, there's no place you can go to eat. It's so frustrating. But you go to a Hare Krishna temple. It's such a oasis of spiritual life is to be found. They're in the middle of all that ignorance. It's like gold sitting on dirt. And you just pick it up, wow. Clean it up. So our Hare Krishna temple, ISKCON, is the direct mercy of Srila Prabhupada. It's sitting on these ignorant places. Prabhupada left Vrindavan because Prabhupada wanted to go to a place where there is most needed of Krishna consciousness. Most fallen people, like New York, London. I have been to all over the world. At the manor, in Bhaktivedanta Manor, UK, it's just away from the city. And then in the city we have a temple right in the heart of London. So they have a Harinam every day. They come down from the temple, they walk down the Oxford Street, up and down. And the people follow the Harinam. They go for an hour, they come back up. So they're collecting the people. And then they come up and then they have a program in the temple. Like class and then a lunch. So this is how they make devotees. Because the city is chock-a-block of people. So many people all over the world. So Krishna consciousness means that our main focus, our main duty in life, Jare dekatari kaho Krishna upadesh. To tell others about Krishna. Preach to Krishna consciousness. Preach to them about Krishna. This is why we have this temple. Is to bring people here. Is to make people Krishna conscious. Influx of living entities. Come, come, come. Maya said, come to me. Krishna says, come to me. So that's Prabhupada is doing that. Prabhupada is calling us. And he's so pure and he's so loving and so fatherly. People are so attracted to him. If I say something, people may not. But Prabhupada said, they accept. Prabhupada told them, you're a rascal, you're a dog, a cat, you're a donkey. And the people said, oh, thank you. You're so wonderful. We love you. Yes, I am. I surrender to you. Like Krishna has to say, Murha, you know, he said, you're fools, you're a donkey. Arjuna said, yes, I'm your soul and surrendered unto you. I'm your disciple. Because when Prabhupada said something like that, it's so loving. You can feel his purity. You want to accept and surrender to him. He just wants us to become his good devotees and serve Krishna. He's bringing us, the living entities, to Krishna's lotus feet. So all over the world, we have this oasis of the spiritual world. Just like, and these temples, or Hare Krishna temple all over the world, this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Mercy of Srila Prabhupada is that you feel completely satisfied in our ISKCON temple. There's nothing lacking. Nothing. Even if there is no prasadam, no water, no nothing, Prabhupada is here. That's all we need. We're happy with Prabhupada. Don't think that right now we have everything. In the 70s, they didn't have all these things. They didn't have a beautiful temple like now. And everywhere I look, there's prasadam. You know? Just you're sitting on it. There's just so much. Everyone's running to go to Melbourne temple. 70s, they didn't have so much. If you want nice prasadam, we had to wait till Janmashtami. Prabhupada Vyas Puja. Or any big festival. And I was raised in the Gurukul. They didn't have ghee. They said, children, they need to have ghee. So they gave us 1 tablespoon of ghee. They said, open your mouth, put it in. That's it. Here we're cooking everything in ghee. Buckets of ghee. Swimming in it. Devotees were swimming in ghee here. So that was very austere. But Srila Prabhupada was there. What made everything go, what made everything so wonderful and fantastic and so loving, because Prabhupada's presence. He's behind everything. Srila Prabhupada, when he saw him, when he saw Srila Prabhupada in coming, that made everything. Someone said, you are a rascal, you are a dog, you are this. We didn't care. Because Prabhupada was there, where we just nullified everything. We're satisfied by seeing Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is like a touchstone. Whoever Prabhupada, people who saw Prabhupada, they will be immediately want to be a devotee. They just want to be with the Swami. He has that power to attract all ignorant people. Prabhupada, I have heard that they said, Krishna was talking to Prabhupada that he had to come to this world, material world. Prabhupada said, I don't want to go to the material world. It's just so much suffering. And then Krishna told him, don't worry, I will take care of you. You just go. I will make sure everything is okay. That's why Prabhupada was so faithful. He didn't care. Because he knew Krishna was always there for him. Assurance. That's the insurance. He has the insurance from Krishna. So when Prabhupada came here, you can see that. He'll be talking with money in his hand. Like, you know, US dollars. While talking about Krishna, he's not attached to it. That's the point. He wasn't attached to anything. Vrijan Prabhu was saying he gave him a golden ring with diamond in it. Gave to Prabhupada. And then they go on a morning walk. And then one of the devotees had this diamond ring, he's wearing it. And he said, who gave you that? I said, oh, Prabhupada. He gave it away. Prabhupada wasn't attached to it. And, you know, people are always giving stuff to Prabhupada. And then when Prabhupada was in a really nice car, and people were jealous of him. Swamiji, you're supposed to be renounced, but you are riding in a Rolls Royce. And Prabhupada said, Guru is a representative of God. God ride in a golden airplane. My disciple there, he's just giving me a tin can machine. It's what's available for his service. But he was never attached to anything. He was very detached.
He owns the whole of ISKCON, whole world, so many temples. Now there's more. It's because of Prabhupada's mercy. Sometimes, Prabhupada give someone a duty to do, like around the temple or something, and all of a sudden after a few years or 6 months or short time, he will tell them, you travel with me, or you change your service. So they then become attached to their position. Prabhupada always saw what is beneficial for us. So we don't become, even in Krishna consciousness, sense, spiritual sense enjoyment. We can be attached to Krishna in the form of enjoyment. But we become the center. Just like if I say, I'm going to offer Krishna, you know, sweet rice with cardamom and saffron and cashews, the most, because you like it so much. And then you're thinking, I'm going to cook this, and then you offer to Krishna very quickly, and then you have it, and you enjoy for hours. And you offer Krishna like 5 minutes, you know, mantra, everything. Basically, you're thinking of the sweet rice than more than offering to Krishna. So it's mentioned here, how can Krishna accept? That is, service attitude is not there. Because you are in the center. You are thinking, oh, it's going to look really nice, the devotee is going to really like it. You're not thinking of Krishna. This is going to attract Krishna. You know, don't think Krishna is not sharing. Krishna is, Radha Krishna is there, Gopi is there, the Gopas, there's heaps of people there. We can't see them. Yes, Krishna has to share with others also. So if it's really good, Krishna wants to give to his friends. But we're thinking for us. So Krishna may not accept. Prabhupada mentioned before, Krishna may not accept our service because we are thinking it's for me. In a Srila Prabhupada, some can chant Hare Krishna. Showers of mercy, justness. Isn't it? You're eating meat, this, that, doing all the things. You're born in ignorance. Not that you're born in a holy dham, Santipur, in Navadeep, Vrindavan, Vrajavasi. That's different. You know, people in Vrindavan and Mayapur, Vrajavasis, and they didn't join Hare Krishna. They think, I already know. But these people, in the ignorant people, they have accepted Krishna consciousness. They become more qualified. So Prabhupada, a pure devotee, can raise one to the highest platform, a Vaishnava. So Vaishnava means, doesn't mean it's a stamp, I'm a Vaishnava, I have a tilak, I have a Brahman thread, while you're driving a rickshaw, I'm a Brahmana. We can do anything for Krishna, because we understand Krishna consciousness is the highest, the law of Krishna. We can do anything for Krishna. That's the Vaishnava. That Vaishnava is enabled to do anything because of the mercy of Prabhupada, mercy of a guru. The guru has the power to turn metal into gold, like a touchstone. Just understand. You can make, poof, all the ignorance in our heart is gone. Phew, out the window. Become pure. Pure devotees. All of you are pure devotees. Prabhupada is to glorify all the devotees. Every one of you are like pure devotees. You are, you know, some people used to come to Prabhupada, Swamiji, I have this problem in my knee. Swamiji, I have a neck ache. Swamiji, can you do some miracle? And Prabhupada used to say, you just look at these Western devotees. That's the miracle. If you want miracle, you become like these disciples, or my disciples. If you want the mercy, you become Hare Krishna devotee. I don't have a knee problem. Oh, yeah. Because we dance for Krishna. Sing and dance. I've been singing for the last 40 years. I hardly ever have sore throat. A little bit. I can't say it. But we pray to Krishna to give us blessing. I'm the oldest person in the temple sometime. I have so much energy. Because that's coming from Krishna, the Prabhupada. I can guarantee you that. I was living in Vrindavan. You know, I'm singing, dancing is not a new thing. When Prabhupada used to come down from his room in Mayapur, my teacher said, "You sing." Not that I have a very good voice or nothing, but just enthusiasm. I said, "Yeah, Prabhupada." I didn't know how to play mridanga, all the fancy beats. I was just banging it. Everybody loved it. So you do it. And there were so many people. I said, "Ah." And I could go on for hours. So then, and then Prabhupada used to go around in the temple. There were sannyasis, big devotees. And I said, "You lead." "Jaya Prabhupada," banging the drum, full of energy. Prabhupada loved it. He said, look in the eyes. I don't know what he was thinking. But that blessing, I can feel it. So we have kirtan here. You know, that energy is coming from Prabhupada's mercy. But I was going to say that, so Srila Prabhupada, if he blesses you, if he just looks at you, just glance his mercy. As one devotee said, they asked him, "What have you done for Prabhupada?" He said, let me see. And he said, "Once Prabhupada was coming, and he just opened the door for him." And then what did Prabhupada was reacting? Prabhupada had a big smile, said, "Thank you." And then he said, that's all he did, but that smile, Prabhupada smiled at him, that's like remained in his heart. That was his inspiration for a life of Krishna consciousness. Just that. Just open a door. There's nothing like, people always ask me, "What's your special instruction from Prabhupada?" He gave me a ladu, you know, and he didn't ask me anything. He says that, you know, that kind of exchange. It's like, you are a gopi in the spiritual world. Oh, this is all nonsense. He didn't say all these things. You know, there's no intimate. Prabhupada always gave us the most practical way of Krishna consciousness. And I remember to do a kirtan. My teacher said, if you can stay in the Rath Yatra the whole time, full on kirtan, and you get a prize. I said, "Yeah, I don't need a prize, but I will be in the kirtan in Surat. There are three carts of Rath Yatra, and then all the Gurukul kids were on a holiday, and then singing huge kirtan. All the devotees left; they got tired. It was just me and all the Indian people. They were like, like last night here. The devotees are all busy." And nobody is around. So then here, all these people last night, I was sending "Jaya Prabhupada." They said they couldn't sing because they don't know what Prabhupada is. But I said, "Krishna, Krishna," they could sing it. So then I knew these people are new. They're not from here. But they were so enthusiastic. You know, I remember that. So it's huge kirtan. Sometimes you don't even feel it. And at the end of kirtan, I look at Prabhupada and say, "Thank you very much. It's his mercy." You know, there's some people that came, when they first had this murti, Prabhupada's murti, when Prabhupada was here, they didn't have the deities, because we used to just put a picture, because Prabhupada is still here on the planet. So when Prabhupada passed away, they bought this murti. They were making them in L.A., the only place. Now they're making everywhere. So they put Prabhupada's murti in Mayapur. And the villagers, they come, and they look, wow, it just looks exactly like Prabhupada, like sitting there, like I'm sitting. They couldn't tell the difference. Sometimes they go and poke Prabhupada, if he's actually moving, as if he's sitting there. And then, so actually Prabhupada is there. It's always we think in our mind how we think, that's how we relate to things. But actually he's always here. He's never... So Guru, I always think, you know, Krishna is sitting in our heart, but how can he be Guru? Guru is just a servant of Krishna. But there's Krishna's there, where Guru is there. Or Guru's there, where Krishna is. So it's very hard for us to understand transcendental things. But actually Guru is always there. He's watching us. I feel that sometimes I'm on the street and here and there I think, "Oh, yeah, here we go, here I am," you know. Prabhupada's watching.
Don't do anything funny. Serve Krishna. Think of Krishna. Think of Prabhupada. So if you love Prabhupada, no matter what, stick around. Like Srila Prabhupada said, you're a cat, you're a dog, you're a donkey. But no, thank you, Srila Prabhupada. They didn't care. Because they love Prabhupada so much. You step on me, I don't care. You know, there's a story in the Bhagavatam of Krishna, this Bali Maharaj. You know, Bali Maharaj, he surrendered to Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Vamanadev. And he said, no place to put his feet, his third feet. He said, you can put it on my head. I don't allow anyone to put his feet on my head and kill, you know, give my... But Prabhupada, he was just like that. Prabhupada's lotus feet. You know, I remember they had, when Prabhupada used to come in, they put his shoes just there at the on the side of the door. And everybody's gone there. I didn't go. I said, I was going to, you know, dust off the any sand or anything in the shoe. So dusting it all off. So I got to touch the feet, of the Srila Prabhupada's shoes. So, and, you know, touched it on my head. Got a lot of mercy from Prabhupada. You have no idea. Every day, Mahaprasad from Prabhupada. Every day. Like Prabhupada would have, you know, Rajbhog offering every day. Rajbhog offering we offer here. Prabhupada used to have Rajbhog offering. So many things. There's a picture of Prabhupada. He was sitting like this. Just like that. This is a typical Bengali way to sit. Like this. And he was eating. There's a mountain of rice. I don't know how much he can eat. There was this big... I don't know, you offer a plate usually. There was not a plate. There was just a table. All food everywhere. I don't know where it was. Somewhere. It was like, I was saying, you know, how much can he eat? And he was just eating and biting off here and there. So much maha. So, you know, Prabhupada can eat a lot. Once it was like 10 o'clock at night, and he said, I'm hungry. I want a hot halwa and puri. That's the worst thing to eat at that time of night. How are you going to get up so late eating that, you know, heavy? So Prabhupada demands, so they made halwa and puri at the Bhaktivedanta manor. And so they're giving Prabhupada, they're making enough for like 4 or 5 people, including the servants. Yeah, they won, you know, also eat. And so then they made, so Prabhupada said, another one. So all the dough was finished, maybe like 25 puri, you know, and hot puris. And all the halwa, Prabhupada ate every drop of it. And there was nothing left for the servant. So this servant, one of them is Rudrakirti. I heard the story from him. He said, so him and the other servant, they cooked for themselves afterward. And then the next, and Prabhupada used to get up in the middle of the night and stay up and translating Bhagavatam and doing things. He didn't sleep like we sleep. So he had a little bit of a nap in the afternoon. Anyway, and then next morning, they're looking for Sutakriti and the other servant. They couldn't find. No one can find them anywhere. Because they cooked halwa and puri for themselves. They were just full of halwa and puri. So they went to sleep somewhere. The Prabhupada need them. So then the devotees were in the Brahmacharya ashram. They opened the cupboard. They were inside that. Sleeping there. Prabhupada's servant. So, you know, we imitate Prabhupada. We can't compete with him. He ate halwa. Prabhupada is 70-year-old man. Big pile of halwa. And then halwa we make here. The recipe is coming from Prabhupada. In India they're making halwa with atta. You can only eat one in atta, flour. But we're making with semolina, with butter, you know. You know, I mean, when I first came to Australia, I said, I don't want anything, I just want halwa. Because I heard so much about it in Australia. So then, you know, there's Radha Gopinath and Sydney. I said, no, I won't go to the restaurant first. So they gave me hot halwa, you know. And I was eating, and the butter was coming down my side. Yeah, I couldn't get it off. And in India, we never even see butter. They have this Amul butter from somewhere. Who knows, it's from cow or not. Buffalo butter, who knows. Anyway, so I was just... And then I ate so much,
I couldn't walk, so I was rolling on the ground in pain because that's too much. And then, so I had to like lie down on this side. I feel better here, and then I lie this side. You ate so much, I love it. The Prabhupada is recipe. You know. So these guys, they eat, they couldn't, you know, Prabhupada was not a problem with him. So Srila Prabhupada was perfect in every way. And then towards the end in Vrindavan, like towards the end of his life, they used to carry Prabhupada on a palanquin. You know, palanquin? If you're old, Prabhupada, and he was not well, he couldn't walk, so they had to carry him from his room to see the Didi and give class. So these four guys, they got ready. Like, if you're going to sit in a palanquin, as some big guy, and then we get ready to pick him up. So they came to pick him up. They picked him up like picking up my glass. No weight at all. No weight. Like, poof. And they were looking at Prabhupada. And they all said, well, what happened today? Prabhupada said, I'm very light today, don't you? Something like that. He's very light. He can make his body very light, like a mystic yogi. They picked him up without any weight. So Prabhupada had all the mystic power. And if he wanted to, all those things. And, you know, people, someone was putting tilak on. Prabhupada, they were on the 10th floor. Prabhupada was putting tilak on. So Prabhupada said to them, you all go down there, I'll meet you there. You know what I mean? So if you are up in the 10th floor, you're putting tilak on, and you need to get in the lift and come down, it takes time. So Prabhupada was putting tilak on, he said, I'll see you down there. You all go there, wait for me. So they all went down, Prabhupada was already there. So how that can happen? Like, he was putting tilak, they just saw him upstairs on the 10th floor, and when they all went down, Prabhupada was already there. How that can be? So that's mystic power. And Prabhupada was drinking coconut, in a daub, in India, coconut. And then Prabhupada had a, you know, cup, in a coconut directly, and then he gave it to his disciple, and he was drinking, and he was like, and then he had so much, he couldn't drink anymore. Then he gave to him. It was going around 10 people, and he still didn't finish. Just one coconut. So Prabhupada had the power of mystic power, I guess. So devotees were telling me, and there was a devotee, I already knew him. He said, when Prabhupada came to New York, you know, when Prabhupada used to come to Melbourne or any temple, months before, months, preparing, cleaning and decorating and painting. Prabhupada's coming, like every day, that's the topic. Prabhupada's coming. Yeah, you know, like, we're getting really, you know, like, getting ready for his arrival. Prabhupada's coming, you know, and then, like, it's like counting the days. 1 month, you know, like, and then like 2 weeks, and like 1 week, 3 days, tomorrow, yeah, Prabhupada's coming, and it's like everything paka, ready, cleaning for his arrival. And then they would have kirtan groups, we'd have chadar, all like different, nicely dressed. And then we have midanga players here in different areas so Prabhupada can walk. Formations, perfect formations for Prabhupada to walk through. It was like a big drama. And then if Prabhupada arrived in Mayapur, he would, so we had two groups of devotees. I had the midanga with the chadar here, huge tilaks, because, you know, Prabhupada's going to be watching us. And then we'll make extra tilak, like bigger size. Like, go down, like, well, our bodies are short. We'll make an arm right down here. And then Prabhupada get out of the car, and he... So, my duty was not that time. We used to have a big basket of roses. So we have two of us. One stand one side of Prabhupada's feet, other side, the other, that's me. So we have two of us. As Prabhupada put his feet down, we put flower on his feet. Other feet, the other guy. So this way, all the way from the gate to the temple, Radha Madhava. So the whole road was full of roses. And Prabhupada was like walking off like a proud father. And then we had fireworks on the side of the road. Like Indian fireworks, they didn't have any flame. Just boom, boom, you know, and during the day. And Prabhupada arrived at the temple, we had Mataji's each floor. They're throwing down flowers on Prabhupada's head, like demigods. So Prabhupada was like so amazing. And he has no attachment to anything. And at the end, he just said, thank you for your reception. So Prabhupada's mercy is the ultimate mercy that inspires every one of us. That's why we're all here today. He could say anything, but we loved it. Because the way he said it, just the way he moved his body, just the way he's put his chadar on, and just the way he drink his water. You know, it's just, everything is elegant, spiritually elegant. The way he walked, you know, it's all history making. So we are all here in ISKCON. We are making history for ISKCON. We are going to be in the next Bhagavatam, you know, ISKCON Bhagavatam later on. So if you are in ISKCON, it's a different thing. You shoot off from ISKCON, another temple, it's different. It's not the same as ISKCON. Because we are the main branch. If you stay here and you go there, it's different, for sure. Because here is the streamline, the main branch. You connect to the main branch, you get all the blessing you want of Prabhupada. But if you don't stay in the main branch, then Prabhupada may not even look at you. I remember I came here from Perth to meet Tamalkrishna Maharaj one time. All the way from Perth. And he didn't even look at me. I was like so hurt. He was looking at everybody like over my head, somebody behind me. I said, hey, I'm here. Yeah. He's looking, okay, fine. I came all the way from Perth, you know. Because one devotee couldn't come, so he gave me his ticket. And so I just did all the kirtan in the temple, big kirtan. That was in the 80s. And then at the end, before I left, he came to me and said, thank you, even though you didn't see me much, but you did all the kirtan. So I felt good. So sometime, Prabhupada would not even look at you. If Prabhupada didn't look at you or didn't say anything, you feel like, oh, wasted. You feel hurt. Just like I said before, that one guy, he opened the door for Prabhupada and with a smile, and whole life he's thinking, wow, Prabhupada smiled at me with that. I went open the door. And, you know, he's thanking me. So that one little bit of glimpse of Prabhupada's appreciation towards a devotee, that inspires us for whole life. It gives that inspiration. So everything is made up of Prabhupada's mercy. And like I was saying, Prabhupada was coming to New York, and they were preparing for his arrival. When Prabhupada arrived, everybody had a gift to give to Prabhupada. So the temple president, he was running around trying to get everything organized and have it all perfectly so he can receive Prabhupada perfectly. So he didn't have time to get anything. So he got one rose flower. That was all like almost dead. Like, you know, dead rose. So then, better than nothing. So then Prabhupada was walking through the center in the street, and the devotees on both sides, he was receiving the gift from everyone. And then he came to the temple president, and he had the dead rose. And he felt very embarrassed, so he kept it behind him like this. He didn't actually want to give. So that devotee told me, he turned around, Prabhupada turned around, his back, and he also, he had his hand like this, because he had his roses at the back like this, so Prabhupada took his hand, and he went like this, like, where is my rose? Prabhupada knew that he had something. So he was always reciprocating with his devotees. Even if it's a small service, he will be reciprocating, like Krishna. Krishna is reciprocating with his devotees. Yeah, Prabhupada didn't have to do much. He just had to smile at him, just tap on his head. I'm going to tell the initiation story during the Vyasa Puja. you know, I got initiated that someone was saying they got initiated like 20 years, 25 years. I got initiated, like if I tell people, they don't believe it. If I tell you, say, what? If I tell you, the age I got initiated, you wouldn't believe it. The Prabhupada, people initiated Prabhupada, at that time they were at least 20, or 20 plus. And so then they, there was no like disciple course you got to do, filling out the form and, like getting a visa or something. And then you got to go to the president, so many things you have to go through. It's just like 1 week before, they said, would you like to get initiated, Prabhupada? It's like, oh, the more, yeah, of course. I didn't have anything, just that spark. I just came and chant 16 rounds in the temple every day from the day I joined. Every day, 16 rounds, sit in one place. Maybe that's why. So then, the time of initiation, there was 100 devotees, temple. They're all getting initiated in Vrindavan. Not in the temple, it's in the courtyard. If you've been to Vrindavan, there's a big courtyard. And Prabhupada is sitting there, and then it was my turn, he says, they called me. Then I stood up, like these little kids, I stood up, and everybody's mouth dropped. They're all looking at, this guy get initiated. First initiation, 1975. I was walking up and really excited, but I didn't care what, just the fact that I'm getting initiated. And Prabhupada walked up there and everybody was shocked. He said, this is so young. And even Prabhupada himself was shocked. He saw me coming up and he stopped, like, he didn't know how to initiate me or not. So he looked up all the leaders, like Bhavananda and Japataka, Swami there from Mayapur, the GBC. So they looked at them. They were behind him. I have the photo. So I'm not like making up, a Ritvik or something. I have the photo. So then, like if you have Prabhupada's shoes or something, and you put an auction, you have to have a picture that Prabhupada's actually wearing it. They're making up. So then, I even have the video, getting the beads from Prabhupada. I have a video. I'm in the CD. I'm talking about it. On the feet. And then, you got it. Yeah. So then he said, Prabhupada looked at it, he said, I can't, he said, you're too young. And he looked at all the leaders, they all kept quiet because they saw Prabhupada now. So Prabhupada said, and then he said, never mind. That's how. So mercy of Prabhupada is that not any qualification, young or old, or where you're born, anyone can get the mercy of Prabhupada. That's the thing. It's not that, I am born in Shantipur, born in Navadeep, Vrindavan, you're initiated first. The Prabhupada initiated people in the US, what qualification they have. South America, America, Europe, they're all a bunch of devotees. Meat eaters. They have no idea about spiritual life. Prabhupada gave them initiation. Your name is Ramananda Swami. Like this. So many great devotees came from Prabhupada, like a touchstone, turned them into pure Vaishnavas. That's his mercy. The mercy of Prabhupada is what a worship guru means, worshipping Krishna. If this way, even when you worship Krishna, we always worship Guru. Without the Guru there, Krishna doesn't accept. You have to have Guru's picture, then offer to Krishna. So Guru gives you permission, and then you offer to Krishna. We can speak longer or finish it, because today is... Any questions? Huh? No one's going to be here. Go on. Yes? Oh yeah, I forgot to say. 9.
Oh, 9?
Yeah. 9. Then, 2 years later, they said, would you like second initiation? Yeah, sure. 11. I could tell heaps of stories. At that time, in Mayapur, If you want anything, you have to be Brahmana. Like you're like the big time. And they said, if you want to eat chapati, because Bengalis means rice. It's a big line, they have to all eat rice there. Westerners, chapati line. Oh, and Brahmanas. And if you're from Western people, because they can't eat rice, they get sick, the fat rice like this. And Bengalis, they love it. They have a big pile of it, like a mountain. I said, I don't want rice, I want chapatis. They said, no way, you're Bengali, you sit there, you rise. I said, no. And they said, Brahmanas can also eat chapatis. I said, yeah, sure, I'm a Brahmana. I said, with a big fat thread like this. I was the king, key hanging, different thing hanging here. I said, oh, yeah, sure, you can sit there. No arguments. Then I said, I don't want one or two chapati. I need a big stack, like 25 pieces. He said, get out of here, no way. You know, 25, you know. Our Mayapur, we don't have enough money to make that much chapati for you. Your temple go broke. So I said, I insist, I need 25 chapati every day. So then they say, you need a letter from the GBC. I said, yeah, sure, I'll try to get one. So I went to Tamil Krishna Maharaj. I don't know if he was GBC or not, but he was a very big timer. Everybody, he's always a Prabhupada. Every time I saw Prabhupada, he was next to him. So this man must be really big time. So I went to him, because he used to always come in the kitchen and tell my mother, oh, very good prasadam, thank you, Mataji. So I was all hanging around her. So that's how he knew me and her. And she's cooking for Prabhupada. So then, she said, so I went to him. I was like a little kid, like he said, I want a note, a slip. In India, we say slip. Give me one slip that I want. I could eat 25 chapati a day. So he wrote, please provide 25 chapatis a day for Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Goswami, GBC. So I had this letter. So I went to the kitchen, 25 chapati every day for me, demanding. He said, get out of here, little guy. You. So I said, I have a letter from GBC. So I took it out. Like, so yeah, sure. So every day I had 25 chapati, big stack. Everybody had big pile of rice. I had a huge chapati like this. And then I have a big cup of dal chutney. They said, you eat too much. And you have to work more harder than others. I said, yeah, sure. So all the Gurukul boys, they were working in the garden, picking flowers, very easy work. I had to work in Goshala, you know, picking up cow dung and clean the cows, hard work. I said, I don't care, as long as I get 25 chapati a day. A big stack like this. So I had the letter for a long time. I even framed it, that letter from Tamil Krishna Maharaj. I told the story. So, they have plenty of chapati. I didn't even look at it because I don't have the appetite, getting old. So Krishna consciousness is all by the mercy of Prabhupada. Yeah. Actually, Srila Prabhupada is legally my father, legally, by law. So if you guys or Tamil president want to kick me out, Prabhupada is my father. You have to consult with him first. And so that's because, when Prabhupada, my mother and me, we joined the ISKCON, my father was a demon. He didn't want ISKCON. So he tried to always come and take me and my mother away from ISKCON by force. So one day he met me, he said, you are coming with me. I said, yeah, sure. I was really scared. He was like always angry. So then during the Guru Puja, they called us in the office, temple office. There was Babananda and Jabataka Swami and a translator. We didn't speak English. So the first thing they said, they asked me, do you want to stay in ISKCON? I said, yeah, I want to stay in ISKCON with your mother, because she already decided to stay. I said, yeah, I'm going to stay with her here in ISKCON. I had no other place to go. I don't want to go anywhere. And my father said, you're so angry. He said, you told me before you're coming with me. I said, nah, sorry, I'm going to stay. I was scared of you. So he slammed the door and walked out, and we never saw him again. And he started a court case in ISKCON. Because he consulted it's in Harishori's diary. So Harishori mentioned that My father didn't have all this idea, but the Gauriya Math was backing him up financially because they're jealous of ISKCON. So then I went to the court in Navadvip. You know, court in Navadvip is like an open area, like a field, you know, a small building. So you had all people there, you know. That was Bhavananda, Japataka. But they were Western people at that time, the 70s, like, they just came to see the white people, the Vaishnava. And here I'm, a little guy, and my mother. So we're standing in the court, and the judge said, "What do you want to do? You want to stay in ISKCON?" Same thing. I said, "Yeah, I'm staying in ISKCON." Then they wrote a report. Judge made a report. He said, "This boy is young. He can't make any decision himself. He's been brainwashed by the foreigners." Whatever. So then, you know, those days, the brainwash was a big thing. All over ISKCON, they would talk about it. And then, as brainwashed, we all need brainwashing. You know, Krishna consciousness, you know, purify our heart. And then we had to go back again. So then they concluded that legally my father would be Prabhupada. Jai. So then that's how I stayed, because I didn't have, you know, dad. So ISKCON, Prabhupada's our father. Father of ISKCON. Prabhupada's father of everybody, actually. So that's so amazing. Yeah, really amazing. Prabhupada was somewhere else. So then, I don't know if he knew or not, this thing happened in Mayapur. Any questions? I'm telling a lot of stories, Prabhupada stories. If you attend the class, then you can hear. And they have, in Mayapur, they make these coconut laddus. You know, we make laddus here? So popular, laddu here. Everybody wants a piece of it. This laddu is nothing. You know, they make coconut, fresh coconut. If you're from South India, if you go to the bazaar, to, you know, like Kohl's, there's just coconut everywhere. They even have a machine that grinds the coconut for you, fresh. And you want curry leaf, they have like a tree of curry leaf you can carry on your shoulder. South India. So in Mayapur, they make... Prabhupada's favorite was coconut laddu. So this laddu is made from fresh coconut. So they have this thing, the ladies, Indian ladies, they sit like this with the knife and they go the coconut, you know, grinding it. They have a little thing. I try to do it, I'll cut all my hand all around. They're very good at it. They have this fresh coconut. And then they cook it with date gourd. Date gourd is only good fresh in the wintertime. It's only good... If you make it like white sugar, it doesn't come out because it falls apart. So my mother would make that for Prabhupada. And didn't make for anyone else. So big jar of coconut laddus. And I asked, like, you know, you can give it a little bit to me, I'm your son. She said, "No way, it's Prabhupada's." Like, it was like, she was like so rude. Not rude, but love for Prabhupada. And then every day I said, "I'll get some of this coconut laddus somehow or another." So there was in Mayapur, they have in the third floor is the Prabhupada's room, the Prabhupada's quarters on the third floor, the Lotus building. So if you want to go up there, there's only way to go there is through a one narrow steps. And Hari Sharupa was jealous as a chokidar, guard there. So I would go up there. It's not a time to see him. But he allowed me. I said, "Hey, Prabhupada, okay, go see him." He'll be sitting there. And he gave me a coconut laddu. So he gave me one. You can go out the back and eat it. So I ate it quickly and came back for another one. Every time he didn't give two, just one. Like I want more. Like, so you have to just eat one at a time. He was quite fair. But he won his mercy, you have to come one by one. So I ate it like four or five times. So if you came to me, he says, "I already gave you, no way." But Prabhupada was never like that. If you came to him, like Krishna says, if you come to him for material things, it doesn't matter, at least you came to him. So he reciprocated. So I had it four or five times. So I had five laddus, but I had to go and get it each time. I eat it before that. So that's the mercy. So sometimes people say, "Oh, did you get special instruction from Prabhupada? What did Prabhupada tell you?" Nothing like that. I got the just blessing, just mercy, prasadam. So, you know, And the teachers, they are all from America, they are not very nice. There's one Mataji from Los Angeles. I won't mention her name. She is like big, heavy lady. Like if I saw her coming, I'd go the other way. She was my Assam teacher. So she used to clean our ear with the metal, almost like a metal scar. It's like a bleeding here. Because you're dirty, you need to clean. Wow. So then I complained to my mother. So this lady, this devotee, they're so rough. They're just so rough. I can't take it. Let's leave ISKCON. Let's just go home. He said, no. They're like demigods. Because they come from the U.S. and their Prabhupada brought them here. They're like demigods. You have to respect them. Ah, give me a break. I said, like, these people, what is this? You know? So I had no one to complain to. So I just had to, like, Krishna and me. So, Krishna, yeah. Help me. But the thing is, you know, the devotees were really, really sincere at that time because of Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada was here. Everybody loved him so much. They didn't care. It's some austerity. Every time we saw Prabhupada, no matter what happened to us, we didn't get enough prasadam and so many things. Because we just saw him, we were just ecstatic. We felt blissful. We didn't have to have anything materially. This kept us completely satisfied. Yeah. If, like, if you want prasadam at that time, like I was saying before, you want big feast, halwa, puri, you couldn't get it easily that time. No way. We had to wait till festival. Every day we had very simple prasadam. Even when Prabhupada used to visit Mayapur, there was very simple prasadam. It was not like very standard. One paneer sabji, there's one spoon, no seconds. Can I have some more? No, we already got a second, no seconds. They would make everybody's plate, like rice, dal, sabji, everything. Everybody's plate, already made up. And they go, Prasadam! They go out the door, Prasadam! And everybody come and take your plate. So I would go, which one has more? They're all same. No seconds. It was so frustrating. This is why I came to Australia. This prasadam. So Prabhupada was like, you know, he was very kind. So there was one boy, he's my friend. His name is Dorkadish. That's the boy that Prabhupada making him write. He was my school friend. We are in Vrindavan. So 1975 he was in Mayapur. So they said if he didn't go to Mangalarati, somebody at the door doing the Mangalarati, they would take attendance. So if you didn't come, they would stop you from prasadam. Now it's like anyone come and go, there's prasadam everywhere in Mayapur. And then it was so we complained to Dorkadish. He said, you know, Prabhupada likes you. So let's go and complain to him about this. If you didn't go to Mangal Arati, we were always tired because they made us wake up at 3 o'clock and sleep. And we didn't get enough rest. We were always sleepy in doing the class and program. So we went to sleep very far in the forest. No one can find us. Because they wake you up with a bucket of water and throw on you and stuff. So then we went to sleep in the Radhamadava garden, way in the forest. Zipped us. We got up at 8 o'clock and then at a shower went to see Prabhupada for prasadam. Because we missed the Mangalarati, so they would stop us from prasadam. So we went to see Prabhupada. He was chanting a japa on the third floor. So Dorkadish went up to him. We were just behind him. And Prabhupada, he explained to Prabhupada that, you know, we needed to sleep. We slept. And he said, oh, no prasadam? Prabhupada's eye went like big, you know, because... And so then, yeah, I didn't understand English, but I knew that that's what it means. So we didn't get prasadam. Because then Prabhupada was like, really? So he said, Pankajanga Jangaipash, call him now, wherever they are. You know, they're the head pujari, and they always have prasadam. They keep it for sannyasis. They had halwa, puri, and muri, inamuri, rice with cashews, and then we had hot milk, and you know, all the things that we wanted to eat. They had it there. And we said, bring more for these boys. There's just five of us. There's just five of us who made Gurukul that time. Now there's so many. And we sat there, eating, like we were burping almost. Prabhupada was chanting japa up and down. Is there any more? And, So Prabhupada was so kind on everybody. This is not, I'm not making up. You can contact Darkadish on Facebook or somewhere if he's around. We are all friends. I was the only one Indian boy. They were all from the U.S. And we all sat and ate, and Prabhupada loved them, you know. So Prabhupada was very, very kind. He was never putting anyone down. You know. Because of Prabhupada, people stayed. And Prabhupada left, many people left, because they couldn't get that love that Prabhupada had for us. They didn't feel that compassion. They feel the compassion Prabhupada had, like fatherly affection. This is why people have... We have temples, we have everything, but you need to have that fatherly affection from a devotee. If you don't get that, it can become very dry. Yeah. So, back of everything, behind, the main thing in everything is the pure, there's a love for each other. Love for all the devotees. Love for Krishna means also love for the devotees. And Prabhupada had that. We talk about it. Prabhupada actually had it. We talk so many things. But it's only just theoretical. But when Prabhupada is saying he has it, he is full of it, full of mercy, full of compassion. We study and put the laptop in front of us, love, yes, compassion. Prabhupada had it, full of compassion. He sacrificed his whole life for Krishna. If he didn't love Krishna, how he wouldn't be able to, go all the source hardship in life, except Krishna consciousness. Such a hardship. Because he loved Krishna so much, he wanted to share Krishna with others. They have to have that love. He used to even cry to see the living entities not serving Krishna. That compassion. I walked down the road, I had a nice morning program, full belly of pusharam. I feel very satisfied. I finished my round of the yard. I'll chant tomorrow. Now, Prabhupada was never a time. He was always in the mood of compassion. When he saw people, he was crying. These people are not Krishna conscious. How I can help them to be Krishna conscious? We don't have that burning desire like Prabhupada have. Yeah. Another question? I always wanted to, but they said it's only sannyasis can go with him. So we were like kids, they didn't allow us, that maybe we disturb or something. But then when Prabhupada arrived at the temple, I would be there leading, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. And then when the Bhagavatam class is over, he's going up, Jaya Prabhupada. And I was the only one leading that in Mayapur. Because it's not that, like I said, I didn't know how to play fancy mudanga like today. But I really banging it. And, really full on. And our feet never touch the ground. Only when landing it. But it's always in the air. Because he just kept going like this all the time. Dancing. And you see people here, like somebody at the back. If Prabhupada was here, everybody dance. This is how we dance today. Because we got it from Prabhupada. And Prabhupada himself, he was sitting, sometimes he'd get up the Vesta sign and start dancing all of a sudden. But he's so enthused. That's why I don't do pujari work here. Because if stand on a mat, my feet start to move. How you can be in the deity room there? Sometimes I heard the deities come out of the altar and start dancing. Their shoes gone missing and stuff, and they're misplaced. Because they said the deities were dancing in the kirtan. That's what happened, and Prabhupada was here. So deity worship is Harinam, is kirtan. Kirtaniya sadahari. By through chanting, by hearing, that's deity worship. Imagine here deity worship. Sometimes we use just offering. Nama Mahavadana Krishna, Krishna, you eat now. Chandamaya Gayatri. Who knows if Krishna ate or not? We don't know. There's no bite marks. I mean, we don't know. So, but process is there. We need to follow it. But at the same time, we need to understand everything in properly, in proper context. So worship everything. You've got to have that love for Krishna.
Sometimes you don't just mumbling, you don't know the mantra, but you're thinking of Krishna, you want to offer Krishna nicely. I mean, not even doing the offering, even before cooking, you're thinking, I'm going to make it so nice, it's going to look like this. Usually, your vision is there already, and Krishna is going to enjoy, you know, he's going to eat God, cooking for God. Imagine Prabhupada, his uncle, your Mataji here, there's one Mataji, she threw out my mother. She said, you can't cook lunch for Prabhupada, I'm cooking. So my mother said, fine, because Prabhupada wanted Bengali cooking. You have to be able. So then she cooked this paneer sabji, in Bengali called dalia. So the paneer was floating on the water, on top. You know, it should be curryish, very gravyish. They didn't have the gravyish. So Prabhupada was angry. So they said, that lady cooked and he threw out my mother. She was back on again next day. So, if we want to cook nicely for Prabhupada, if we please Prabhupada, then automatically we please Krishna. So if Prabhupada is actually here, and everybody will be running around trying to please him, do all the things that will please him. What time we need to finish? Any questions? I could tell you a story. I would get up at 1 at night when I'd been down to Gurukul. Get up at 1 at night and sleep by 8 o'clock. Before Mangala Arati, would finish all of my 16 rounds. While everybody chanting their rounds, I'd be studying. Because that's the best time to study, early morning. No disturbance, so you can focus. The mind's peaceful, atmosphere peaceful. So I was ahead of everybody because of that. Everything stays. So then my teacher was saying, you're getting up too early. I think he was jealous. So he took our alarm clock away and everything, all the things, watches, everything. So there was my friend, there was a boy from Mexico, his name is Bhakta Vatsal, who got up together. So then he was next door to me and he had an alarm clock. So then what I did, I made a plan. So I had a rope cross and had a bell over my head. And he would be next door, and at like 1 o'clock he'd pull the bell over my head. Ding 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 ding. I'd get up. We both get up, take a shower, chant our rounds. Just before the teacher wake everybody up, we go to sleep. Like we didn't get up. And we all freshed everything. I go to the shower, just pretending to be shower. You know, they check your arm, you see everything, wet or not. So we just check those places, wet it. Yeah. You gotta be tricky for Krishna sometime. So if you have the desire, you cannot, you know. What you were saying again? What's your point? Imitate. Yeah. So one devotee said, I want to be just like Prabhupada. Everybody said, what nonsense. You want to be just like Prabhupada? It's like offense. You're making offense to Guru. You cannot be like him. You cannot imitate him. So Prabhupada heard this. He said, oh, that's fantastic. If someone can be like me, we can double the preaching. Prabhupada was very happy. But then, so he had the right mentality. We cannot imitate Krishna. He can lift the Govardhan hill. Can we imitate that? But we can follow his instruction. So we cannot imitate Prabhupada, but we can follow his instruction. If Prabhupada is not here, but his words are here, instructions are here. But you can still try to imitate him. Try to, like those two devotees, they didn't get up. They ate halava and puri, 10 o'clock at night, like Prabhupada had 25 puris and halava, big pile. And he was up, writing Srimad Bhagavatam, middle of the night, while they are sleeping. Prabhupada slept very little. And he was always traveling around the world.
I remember Japataka Maharaj, he used to travel a lot, and he was giving Bhagavata class in Mayapur, and he fell asleep. And like 5 minutes later, he was like, he gone in trance, because he's traveling so much. All the time he used to travel, so he would feel tired. Prabhupada never was tired. Prabhupada always had that freshness. Yeah, he traveled from all around the world, he'd be sitting down giving a talk. He was like Guru Rakesh. Prabhupada had, transcendently powerful, so powerful. Like I told the story, one guy got initiated by Prabhupada and he had mystic power. That guy, he actually told me the story. He had mystic power. Like he can change your mind, make you go with him and do all the things. And he got initiated by Prabhupada and Prabhupada looked at him and he looked at each other. Prabhupada said, "Don't worry, I have taken it." He had mystic power. He felt very light. He didn't have it anymore. His mystic power, Prabhupada took it all. He gave him Krishna consciousness. Better than mystic power. Yeah. So you want mystic power? Chant Hare Krishna. This is why you can dance for so long. You can go anywhere, nightclub, a rock star. They can only go on for 1 hour or less. They'll be all tired. And they'll be sleeping next day. And because they took drugs. We're doing naturally, singing and dancing for hours. Yesterday morning kirtan, 2.5 hours. And Aniruddha Prabhu was 60 years old. And the guy was dancing like anything, full of energy. Where is the energy from? Every time these people ask me, where did you get the energy from? I said, the same person you get your energy from, Bhagavan. Isn't it? So people say, I want miracle. You have to go to university to try to study miracle and all this thing. Positive energy, negative energy. What is this? Everything is positive here. Chant Hare Krishna is full of energy. You have to have faith. The people went, they didn't have money to pay the rent. So all the devotees went Harinam. And at the end of the day, somebody came with a check exact for the rent during proper time. So you have the faith in Krishna. Krishna will give us. If we don't have the faith, then we turn to something else. Prabhupada had the faith. Prabhupada said, don't worry. In Australia, they all said, don't worry. But they are full of worries. Be happy. But Prabhupada says, don't worry, Krishna will be there. Have faith in Krishna. Krishna will protect you. Prabhupada had that faith. And Prabhupada was always protected by Krishna. A heart attack in the ship. We have a heart attack, he was run to the hospital. Prabhupada kept going. He didn't turn back, he kept going. So, the hard work pays it off. If you work for Krishna, you pay it off. Instantly. Happiness, the process of devotional service, the result of performing devotional service, the instant result that you feel happy. Happy. That's why devotees go out in the street. Oh, you people are so happy. How do you be so happy? Happiness is not like you get in a bottle or buy in a shop. It comes in Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna. That's where the happiness is. We didn't break our leg singing and dancing so much. I got a little bit of sore because I jumped so high, landed, boom, I had a sore leg. I just massage a little bit, do some yoga, I'm okay. Pray to Krishna. Krishna, please. Oh, sing and dance. Give me energy. Cry. No one's looking at you. Krishna will bless you. Don't worry. Most of us are always alone, on your own. Cry at that time. Don't tell, I was crying for Krishna. Just between you and Krishna. Cry to Krishna. Nothing wrong. It's actually, when tears come, it's the toxic coming out of your body. It's good. And not only that, if you cry for Krishna, it's love. It's cleansing the heart. We're always crying. Everybody's crying. I've seen people crying for material things. If you lose your boyfriend, girlfriend, they're crying. I know one guy came to Sydney when I first came, Brahmachari. I couldn't bend it. He was crying for his girlfriend. Hours and hours. I gave him all of our puri sabji. He didn't have the attraction. So I couldn't understand how he can have that kind of some person. Cry for Krishna. They go away, people go away. So what? We're still here. So Prabhupada is always with us. Love Prabhupada, love Krishna. Cry your heart out for Krishna. You play the Vedanga, arms fall on your sides. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You come back together again. Your Jagannath means what? Why is Jagannath like that? Because they were in such ecstasy that his head went inside. And he was in ecstasy. That's what they say. That's why he's like that. Deformed his body. Yeah. So, enthusiasm. Saha nichayadayat. So, love for Prabhupada is when we can implement in this way, show it for our Guru through enthusiasm. If they used to give the example of the birds in the morning, the mother bird, they bring the food, and then that mother bird had to feed all the other small birds. And they going, and then the mother bird had to see, or father bird, had to see which one is most enthusiastic, and then put the food in that mouth. So we're going, Krishna will look at if you're really full on. And yesterday was Janmashtami. You know, we saw all these people here. And today is Vyasa Puja. That's so amazing. That's really amazing because Krishna's birth. And the next day is Prabhupada's. That means they are connected. You know, the next day, Prabhupada's. They're talking about it yesterday. So Prabhupada appeared today, and yesterday was Krishna. So we have to have the same enthusiasm for Prabhupada. We can't know Krishna without the mercy of Prabhupada. That's why it's interrelated, connected.
Yeah. Just a small anecdote. I read, someone was a photographer, and they were always taking pictures of Srila Prabhupada. So they asked him that, Srila Prabhupada, you know, in a lot of pictures that I've taken of your divine grace, I see your head is like this, oh, like that, up. Is there a significance to that? And Srila Prabhupada said, because we cannot be defeated.
Oh, really?
We are the servants of the Supreme Personality of God.
Actually, Prabhupada is looking up. He's looking at Krishna. His ordinary people look up, false ego, full of pride. Prabhupada look up, he's like a swan. Yeah. Swan, you know, they can take milk out of the water. That's a unique character they have. They can take milk out of the water. Like in India, you know, they put buffalo milk and water, and they say, not milk, it's water. Yeah. They have a machine can detect the water, you know. And then they bring the cow in front of your house, they milk it. And they squirt water. No one's looking. It's always cheating propensity. But Prabhupada looked up full of love for Krishna. Swan. Like we put the chadar, wearing chadar. You know, around. Drink the glass of water. Like, not touching the mouth. He can open a banana with one hand. And, you know, and I don't know how, the teeth and stuff. Prabhupada always show an example how to be clean, keep clean, cleanliness. Like, if you drink water during Bhagavatam class, touching the mouth is not clean. And you're chewing on it and everything, and drinking on Krishna, like chewing gum. So you can drink water, but like a swan. Oh, amazing. Even I can't drink, that's why I didn't touch the water. So Prabhupada was perfect in every way. Really, really perfect. And I was near sadhus in India. Sadhus are mystical people. I was scared to go near the sadhus because I felt that they know everything. So I had to be really good that I didn't steal any mahapsharam or do anything funny. The Prabhupada would know, the mystic. So I did anything that, like before he came, I didn't do ISOs. After he left, I steal mahapsharam stuff. He's not going to come back after like 1 year later. But the Prabhupada, he knows everything. Yeah, he's sitting in our heart with Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Bhagavatam ki jai.